For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. The Riverside County Animal Shelter is packed, and it could be even more after the weekend. It's the USA's 250th birthday on Saturday, and the fireworks displays are bound to be boisterous. As KVCR's Madison Ahmet reports, that can scare our furry friends and send them running for the hills.
The ASPCA reports that shelters see a huge spike in lost dogs after July 4th. That puts extra pressure on shelters like Riverside County's, which is already at 220% capacity. Veronica Perez with Riverside County Animal Services says people should stay with their pets during fireworks.
Do a check to make sure gates are closed, fences are fixed, windows are closed, even if they are indoors. Those extra things go a long way.
She also says to make sure your pet's microchip and tag info is up to date before the 4th. Perez says most dogs only stray a mile from home. So before you take a lost pet to the shelter, check the tags for a phone number, ask your neighbors, or post in local social media groups. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ahmet.
State workers rallied at the state capitol on Wednesday as Governor Gavin Newsom's return to office mandate took effect. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports from downtown Sacramento.
As of Wednesday, July 1st, state workers are required to be in person 4 days a week, up from the current two. It's safe to say many state workers oppose the mandate. SEIU Local 1000 is California's largest state worker union, and many members protested the order in front of the Capitol. Annika Walls is president of SEIU Local 1000. She says the workers and the state benefited from telework.
We were able to help with carbon emissions, less traffic, there was better work-life balance. And we see that we were able to be more productive even, more efficient.
The unions filed an unfair labor practice complaint with the Public Employment Relations Board, arguing the administration refuses to bargain on remote work options. The union's telework proposals were again rejected during bargaining this week. In a statement to Cap Radio, CalHR acknowledged the complaint, but said it does not speak on ongoing negotiations and will continue to bargain in good faith. Governor Gavin Newsom has said in-person work would improve productivity and help downtown businesses bounce back after the pandemic. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
California school librarians say they were blindsided by a last-minute budget cut that will take online research materials away from students. Carolyn Jones with our partner CalMatters has the details.
The program, called Compass, is a free online database of vetted research materials used by around 10,000 California public schools. It has access to sites like Encyclopedia Britannica, The New York Times, PBS, and scientific journals. Librarians say the loss would hit low-income schools the hardest because wealthier districts can afford to pay for the subscriptions on their own. Without Compass, students would likely rely on free websites, which may contain advertising, be inaccurate, and track student data in violation of state privacy law. The $5.5 million cut is set to take effect on July 1, 2027. Lawmakers who approved it have not said why the money was pulled.
CalMatters' Carolyn Jones. The Trump administration has sued California and Virginia over new laws in both states that restrict the sale of semi-automatic firearms. The two separate lawsuits filed Wednesday by the Justice Department in federal court say the laws violate the Second Amendment. Virginia's Democratic Governor Abigail Spanberger signed legislation earlier this year banning the sale and manufacture of certain semi-automatic firearms. The California law prohibits gun shops from selling certain handguns that can easily be made automatic. Attorneys general in both states say they would defend their laws. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.